Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man charged with stealing thousands from ex-wife's DraftKings winnings. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County authorities have accused Casey Lawrence, a Gillette man, of denying that his ex-wife's $7,300 sports betting winnings were accidentally deposited into his bank account instead of hers. Lawrence is facing a felony theft charge. He claims his innocence and awaits a jury trial, as stated by his attorney, Stephen Titus. Cowboy State Daily reported the issue arose when Lawrence's ex-wife reported on April 15th that her DraftKings winnings from October 2023 were mistakenly transferred to Lawrence's account, which they had once shared. Despite her inquiries, Lawrence denied receiving the money. After the ex-wife exhausted all options, a Gillette Police Department investigation confirmed the deposit into Lawrence's account and its subsequent transfer to his savings account. During a police interview, Lawrence initially denied access to the account, but changed his statement when shown evidence. The case is ongoing, with felony theft punishable by up to 10 years in prison and $10,000 in fines. Given Lawrence's lack of prior felonies, a maximum sentence is unlikely if convicted. Pathfinders to volunteer for extensive campus cleanup and landscaping at Gillette College during Camporee. Gillette Community College District trustees announced details of the volunteer work that Pathfinders will perform during the International Pathfinder Camporee at their recent meeting. Up to 100 Pathfinders will spend up to 3 hours daily on various cleaning and landscaping projects around the college campus. According to the Gillette News Record, volunteer efforts include weeding the main building area, weeding the tech building, planting 15,000 bulbs and 21 trees, cleaning fleet vehicles and buses, cleaning the Pronghorn Center bleachers, tables, and chairs, cleaning the High Plains Grill, cleaning stored tables and chairs, and picking up trash at the end of the week. Gillette College President Janelle Oberlander expressed appreciation for the volunteer help with projects that the college often struggles to address during time constraints. The Pathfinders' volunteer work and presence in Gillette have been topics of discussion at recent school board and college board meetings. The school board has approved the use of 42 buses for the Camporee, with all associated costs covered by Camporee officials. The Pathfinders' activities will affect the business hours of the Pronghorn Center and the accessibility of various school district and public facilities, including the Planetarium, Aquatic Center, Thunder Basin Soccer Fields, Campbell County Recreation Center, Area 59, Camplex Park, and the Energy Capital Sports Complex. For more details on the facility closures related to the Camporee, visit informgillette.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.